The Mishnah tells us, this is the 10th Mishnah of the 4th parak, Reb Meir Omer, have you memayit bo esek va'asok batorah. A person should try to minimize it. A person has to be responsible to their family, parnasa, but to try to maximize their esek batorah. Ve'vi shval ruach b'fnei kol adam. So here, as Rabbeinu Yonah and others note, since the entire subject of the Mishnah is about Talmud Torah, here shval ruach must connect in some way or the other. So we'll hold that thread for just a moment. Which the Rambam interprets in his parish on Mishnah is to mean, a person is looking for an excuse not to study Torah, you'll find one. There's plenty of things out there that a person can tell themselves all kinds of terutim and stories. So there are many betelim in this world, and sometimes it's necessary and legitimate, and other times we have to sort of acknowledge what's happening. So Rabbeinu Yonah again points out here, or the Tosos Yontif rather, excuse me, that if a person works very hard in Torah, so it doesn't say im lamata Torah, it says im amalta b'Torah. So the reward, not that we do things for the reward, but the reward, so much as it is not for whether or not a person achieves some fancy position. Or breaks through a new understanding of a sugya, as important as those things are, but it's for the amelos b'Torah. There's a story I remember hearing. It's one of these things that's very hard to ever forget. You shouldn't forget it, but sad. There's a young fellow from the Hesder Yeshiva who was severely injured in the Yom Kippur War. A traumatic brain injury, and his cognitive capacity was dramatically impacted. Survived for about another 15 years or so in many, many operations, and was, again, had been a very, very bright and capable officer and bright, capable yeshiva student as well. And the last 15 years of his life, his capacity was extremely limited. And he would sit all day in the Beis Medrash trying to learn a single Mishnah, trying to remember what the words are. People would learn with him, different chavrusas. So that's what it means. He could have accomplished in 10 seconds what he accomplished in a whole day before and after his injury, but it's the amelus that really makes the difference. One observation, what we said before, havi shval ruach b'fnei kol adam. So there are two different interpretations in the Rishonim, one in the Bar Tanura, the other in Rabbeinu Yonah, how this connects to Limud HaTorah. One of the interpretations is that a person should be very modest, that even if they learn a lot of Torah, they shouldn't lord themselves over people. The Bar Tanura says a little bit differently. He says what it means is that a person should be Shval Ruach in the sense of seeking to gain from anybody and everybody. Even if the person is nowhere near where one's Madrega, that one should be open to learning from one. So I thought that interpretation, that Bar Tanura, was really appropriate for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is famous in Shas for being a student of Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher, who was unquestionably a great Torah scholar, but had, for the different theories in Chazal, why exactly it happened. So people said that he saw terrible things, terrible instances of Tzadik V'Ralo. There are other indications. It had to do with metaphysics or whatever it was, but that Acher, had an enormous amount of Torah to offer. But Rabbi Meir was the only one who sought it out from him. And Rabbi Meir, and again, maybe it was they were the right thing. Other people wouldn't have been appropriate for that kind of an arrangement. And the Gemara and Chagiga discusses at length, how Rabbi Meir was able to do this. How Rabbi Meir was able to filter out the things that he needed to filter out in order to gain. In Torah. But that was Rabbi Meir's. Rabbi Meir felt that if there was something to gain, he was going to try to gain it, even from people that others would stigmatize, and even legitimately stigmatize, which is really a fascinating thing. And again, Rabbi Meir was the outstanding Talmud Chacham of his generation. The Gemara Erevin and Daf Mem Vav points out that we don't really paskin like Rabbi Meir. If you have a machlokas Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Kalbachomber, because Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yossi, we typically paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara says it's not because Rabbi Meir was a slouch. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir was so brilliant that his colleagues had actually a very difficult time making sense of the full depth of what he was saying. So it was hard to paskin in accordance with Rabbi Meir's views, but Rabbi Meir was the outstanding Talmud Chacham of his generation, and part of that was his ability to gain and to learn from others. But he was such a remarkable figure that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi comments, this Gemara in Erevin and Dafid Gimel, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi attributed his great success in learning and eventually in organizing all of Torah Shebaal Peh as it existed in his generation into what we call the Mishnah. And he says, the reason that I was able to achieve this was Ra'isius Reb Meir Me'achore. That I saw Reb Meir, not even Meir was already older by that time, but that he had a kind of a tangential exposure to Reb Meir. And that exposure was so inspiring for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that it carried him to a different madrega in his learning. So that was the impact of Reb Meir. So Reb Meir is an extremely important figure in our Masora. And again, one of his messages to us is to try our best to learn from all sources, Bishval Ruach Bifnei Chol Adam, again, without compromising on our principles, but as the Rambam would later famously say, Mekablin Es HaEmes, Mimisha Amaro, we accept truth, whatever the source.